globally, trade in dairy products is down. Gross domestic products in many of the countries where we export products to are down. Oil-producing nations, their revenues are down due to the collapse in oil prices. So we've got a lot of product that is remaining here in the United States. We're building inventories of cheese. But luckily, it's been the butter that's really stole the show this past year, and we look for butter prices to hold above $2 on average for 2016.
He says increased butter prices could be a saving grace for dairy producers this year.
It could, because if you look back, and historically, the butter price represents no more than maybe a third of the dairy farmer's milk check. But now, in 2015, with butter prices reaching well over $2.50, and reaching a record on the futures market at points in the year, butter prices represented a much larger portion of dairy farmers' take-home milk checks in 2015, and that could hold true again in 2016.
And for dairy farmers in the upper Midwest, Newton says the recent record corn crop will keep feed costs down, but farmers need to watch other inputs.
It's the other operating costs that we need to watch and see how quickly they come down. How quickly do land prices come back down? How quickly do fertilizer costs come back down? Labor costs. And some of those don't come down as quickly as things like livestock feed. So it still could be a challenging year to dairy farmers across the country.